Hello.
Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Oh, from customer support? Yeah, I received the camera. The bulb.
Okay, go ahead and give me your zip code where I can look that count up for you.
95828.
95828.
Yes.
And if can you confirm your first and last name for me?
Let me ask you, I pay for the shipping. Is that right?
Ma'am, I won't be able to answer any questions until I pull up your account, okay? And
Okay,
what do
Nico Briseno.
you, and I need to do A as in apple and B as in boy, your first and last name.
Miko, M as in mother, MIKO, Briseno, B as in boy, RISENO.
Okay, Briseno, is that the
Yes.
last name? And
Yes.
the first name is Miko.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can I have your name, please?
Sure, I'm Deborah.
Debra. Okay. I
And give
call
me just a moment.
1855, and your number is different.
Let me pull up, let me get your information at first, okay? Because I can't find your account at this moment. And that zip code is 9582. Okay, let me try it again.
You want order number?
No, I'm just going to use your zip code. If that doesn't work, I may need the last four of your card number. Okay, but let's try your zip code, 95828.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still looking for your account, okay? And if
Okay.
we can't find it, we will, urge you to call your bank. My supervisor asked me to have you to, contact your bank if we can't find your account in here, okay? But I'm still looking. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give me the number, the last four of your card, see if I can pull it that way.
I don't know. I
Your
can't remember.
the last four of your credit card, you don't have that with you?
No.
Okay, go ahead and give me your email address then.
And wait a minute, hold on. I call 1855. You're calling from a different number.
Okay, ma'am, I don't understand. You called us telling us that you have a question about customer service, and we can't pull up anything at this time. Normally with your zip code we can, and the first and last name, and if that doesn't work we try an email address, and sometimes that works, and the last resort is the last four of your card. But I won't be able to answer or help you out or any other question, I mean assist you, without finding your account. So, if you want to give me the last four, I'll be happy to try that for you, see if I can pull it that way.
Because I can't understand. When I
Ma'am,
sign up for this,
I
they
can't.
ask me to pay for the shipping.
Ma'am, I can't talk to you about it until I can pull up your account. So, if you want to give me the last four of your card, I can do so. I can check that way.
I really cannot remember which car.
Okay, do you have another name that you use besides Miko?
No.
Okay. Well, I can't find you in the system, so if you want to contact your bank, you can feel free to do so, unless you want to give me your email address. I'll be happy to try that.
Okay, I will contact the bank, and then what will I tell them?
You know, that if there's a charge that you're not sure where it came from, you know, because it may not be one of ours. So normally we would be able to pull you up in the account, but under MIKO, so sometimes it's their mate that uses it. This one lady had called earlier, and we couldn't find her, and the reason why is because it was under her husband's name.
This is a bulb camera.
Okay, so I'm sorry, what did you say?
This is a bulb camera, light bulb CAM01.
Okay, I have to have a name, first and last name, and or either the last four of your card or either email.
How about the order number?
No, ma'am, that doesn't work. Do you have an email address you can share with me so I can pull your account that way?
I don't know if this is a scam or what. I just want to make sure.
Okay,
if that's
ma'am.
Right, I pay for the
ma'am.
Shipping.
I got to get it pulled up before I can talk to you about anything. Okay, I can't see any information, and the reason why I can't see it because I don't have you pulled up.
Because
so,
later you charge me more than
ma'am,
the shipping.
I can't. Again, I can't answer anything until I pull your account up. So if you want to give me your email address or the last four of your card, I can do it that way. If not, you need to reach out to your bank, okay?
Okay, I'll give you the email address.
Okay, do it as A is an apple, E is an egg, so I'll be able to understand it, okay?
Okay, same thing. Miko underscore Briseno at Yahoo.
Okay, hold on. Miko?
Yes.
And then what's after that?
Underscore Briseno at Yahoo.com.
Underscore, and what's the next letter?
Yahoo.com. Miko underscore Briseno.
What's okay. See the Briseno, your last name.
Yeah.
Okay, at
Yahoo.com.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I'm still not able to pull up anything. Give me just one moment. Okay, if you want to reach out to your bank, ma'am, you can do so. I can't pull you up in the account. I am so sorry.
But
I can't do anything. I did try, and I'm not able to pull you up in the email as well.
Because this is from North Huntington, PA, and then the package, it says return P.O. Box to Akron, Ohio. What is this?
Right. You need to contact your bank, because I can't pull you up under the account.
Okay. Can you give me your number?
I don't have... Well, I don't have a number because I can't pull you up on the count. Do you have the last four?
The number that you are using, because I call 1-855 and you're using 9 something.
We are a third party call center and we do have over 400 different companies, so there may be more than one number. Do you have the last four that you want to provide me? I'd be happy to try that for you.
I told you I don't know.
You don't know the last four of your credit card number?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I would reach out to your bank.
Okay.
Okay? I'm so sorry. Bye-bye.